I'm Mary Shedden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. The most famous crossword puzzle in the world may belong to the New York Times. For more than 75 years, vocabulary junkies have been grabbing the paper and a pencil and taking a stab at the grid of empty squares. Its popularity, though, appears to be growing, partly thanks to subscriptions to an app. The company recently announced that the New York Times crossword app reached 400,000 standalone subscribers. That's double the number it had 2 years ago. Ren LaForme is the digital tools reporter at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. He's here to help explain how the app works and why it's turned into a moneymaker for the Times. Hey, Ren.
Hey, Mary. How's it going?
Good. Now, I'm kind of old school, and I heard that you use this app. So can you explain to me exactly how it works?
Sure. It works a lot like it does with a pencil and paper. You just, instead of writing down the letter with a pencil, you just type it in with your phone's keyboard. It works almost the same.
And is this just one puzzle a day, just like you would see in the newspaper?
So there's the full puzzle, which is the same exact one from the newspaper, and then they do this thing called a daily mini that takes somewhere between 30 seconds and a minute and a half to do, depending on how good you are at it.
Are there additional apps or games that are part of this app?
There aren't really any additional features, except for you get full access to all of the Times crossword archives. So you can go back and take crosswords from months ago or years ago, and they even offer specialty packs based around specific topics, like comic books or movies or things like that.
Now, this isn't part of your New York Times digital newspaper subscription. So how much are people shelling out for just the puzzle?
If you only want the puzzle, it's $6.95 per month, which you can pay right through iTunes or wherever you get it. If you are a digital subscriber, it's half off, so you're only paying $3.50 or so.
Ah, so there is a benefit to being a newspaper subscriber.
Absolutely. Plus, you get all that great New York Times news.
Ah, well, tell me, is this a moneymaker for the New York Times?
I suspect it is. I mean, at 400,000 standalone subscribers who pay either $7 or $3.50 a month, I'm not a mathematician, but that sounds like a lot of money to me.
I'm curious. You mentioned the New York Times journalism, and that's what most of us are familiar with. Is it unique that the Times is trying to make money from something other than journalism?
I don't think so at all. If you think about the history of newspapers, we made money from classifieds, people read the newspapers for the comics. You know, there are all types of things besides the news in the newspaper that we've always enjoyed. And this just seems like a great transition to digital for that for me.
Are other media organizations taking notice of the popularity of this app and trying their own thing?
I'm not aware of any other games like this, but there are some really great news apps out there. I'm a big fan of one called Quartz, which is a news organization based in New York, and their app is presented as text messages. So instead of reading an article, you're getting messages about the news from some type of robot.
From a robot.
I don't know if someone programmed it to sound like a friend or what, but it works really quickly and it tells you the news just like a friend would.
While it's not an app, something that is kind of popular are daily newsletters, and that seems to be something a lot of journalism organizations are doing.
Absolutely. Newsletters and podcasts right now are two of the most popular ways to deliver news. And, you know, a lot of people really like them because they show up right to your phone or your email inbox, and it's just like a newspaper delivered to your front door.
Ren LaForme from Poynter, thank you for spelling out all these puzzles for us today.
Thanks for inviting me.